Happy days.
Which is the worst day of the week? Or, to put it another way, how do you feel about Mondays? Mondays have a bad reputation. People have always believed that the first day back at work, after the weekend, is sure to be a bad one. But it seems now that we may all have had the wrong idea. A couple of mathematicians at the University of Vermont in the USA have been busy analysing millions of online blogs and mini-blogs, such as those posted on Twitter. Their program searches for sentences beginning "I feel" and "I am feeling." The words and phrases that follow have then been marked on a scale from positive to negative. Positive expressions, such as "in heaven," "on top of the world," "delighted," "pleased," "happy," "glad," and so on, have been given the highest points, while negative words like "sad," "sorry," "upset," "miserable," "fed up," "put out," "disappointed," "angry," "furious," are at the lower end of the scale. By counting up the points for each day of the week, the authors have concluded that Sunday is the happiest day for most people, as we would expect. The surprise is that Monday comes a very close second. Far from being a difficult day, Monday is the happiest day of the working week. The least happy day turns out to be Wednesday. By Wednesday, we've usually forgotten about Sunday, and we still have a long way to go before Saturday comes round again. The research also shows that the happiest people are aged between 45 and 60, while the greatest discontent is felt among teenagers.